Mamogeti Molopiane is a mining and labor analyst joining me on the line from Johannesburg now. Mamogeti, we had Stats SA telling us that our unemployment levels are sitting at 29%, the highest in more than a decade, which prompted COSATU to say we should stop retrenching people and that we should have a review of Section 189 of the Labor Relations Act. Is this a good move, do you think? Good morning.
Good morning. Not really, because business and government is going to tell COSATU, well, you are sitting with us at NEDLAC when we discuss many things, and these are some of the things you should be bringing up at NEDLAC. Even if they were to do so, Africa, the challenge becomes that companies or business that operates in South Africa will argue that in order to survive, some sort of restructuring or retrenchments must happen. As such, it is hard for government to impose laws that will say to companies, you cannot retrench people or you cannot restructure your operations. And so this call by COSATU really, it's to me arguably a late call, but also it's more like a reactionary call, because retrenchments have been happening in the past 15 years and at an even larger scale than what we are seeing unfold now. And so it would seem that then perhaps in clamoring for attention on issues related to retrenchments, COSATU has sought to position its argument in such a way that it would, I don't know, it finds itself in a populist rhetoric, I would say that, because the reality is that retrenchments have been happening. Why now?
Mamogeti, I suppose what COSATU is alluding to from their vantage point, it seems it might be a little bit too easy for companies to institute processes of retrenchment, which is obviously a right afforded companies to restructure their company should they, you know, fall on hard economic times, perhaps have their product or service no longer enjoying the demand it used to when they perhaps employed the number of people that they did initially. Would that be a true statement? I mean, are there elements of Section 189 of the Labor Relations Act that perhaps would make it easy for companies to retrench?
Quite the opposite. I mean, when you look at the fact that the consultative processes that have to be undertaken, the measures and the steps that have to be undertaken before a company considers retrenching people. And I think when you look at the state of the economy, I'm not surprised. More importantly, when you look at how it has stagnated for the past 3 years and has failed to bootstrap itself, so to speak, out of from the ground and get going. So it's not surprising that companies are now restructuring their operations and are issuing retrenching people. But also we always have to contextualize it within the various industries that this is happening. For example, in mining industry, many of the companies that have reported that in future retrenchments will happen within them have undergone a very detailed restructuring of their operation processes. This is part of their strategy as they are repositioning themselves and reimagining themselves, so to speak, in a new way. So announcement by many of the mining houses that there will be retrenchments is nothing new in terms of how they have restructured their operation. Two, in terms of how they are responding to what is happening in the global consumption of the commodities. That is another example. I mean, that is another reason. And if you look at the banking sector, it's going through such a significant change in that technology has made banking so much easier. Your listeners know, we both know, that we hardly have to go inside a bank unless it's something very, very urgent. And as such, as technology seems to be taking over and replacing people, the interactions between a human employee, so to speak, the banking sector is one of those that has adopted technology, and technology has made it more efficient. And as such, they need less people. And so we are not surprised when some of the banks in South Africa, again, are retrenching people or are closing branches down. So this point paints a picture of the changes happening within certain industry that necessitate retrenchments or companies whittling down their operation in such a way that they are nimble and they can function within the changing global economy.
Explain to us perhaps more on the consultative process that has to be embarked on before retrenchments are effected. How is the employee protected in this process?
Well, a company cannot simply say it is retrenching people, announce it, and by announcing it to the workers, and then it immediately retrenches people then and there. I mean, engagement, of course, I work a lot in the mining sector. What often happens in the mining sector is company always have to put their plans about how they are restructuring operations, then starts to engage unions within in that company about the restructuring operations. And then when it appears, so it seems like there is nothing that can be done before they reach the decisions that we are going to be retrenched, again engage unions. Once the announcement has been done that we are going to restructure operations and these are the sections that are going to be affected in this section, these are the number of jobs that are going to be lost, the consultation then begins, continues in the sense that now they have to, in a way, speak to the employees or the unions about which jobs could be saved, how can we save jobs, is there another way in which this restructuring can happen, is there a way in which we can hold off the retrenchments, if there is no such a way, how are we going to roll out this, how are we going to roll out this retrenchment? And of course, these are months processes so that they not only have engaged their employees or unions, but they would have followed the Labor Relations Act that says if you are going to retrench, follow the procedures, consult with the employees, inform the employees, find a way that engage in issues that in such a way that there's a there can be a way to save certain jobs if there is none, still consult with the workers. It is not just a cut throat straight retrenchments outright with it. It must always be a process of engagement and a process that at best seeks to save as many jobs as possible, even though we know that that is not possible, and hence retrenchments often happen at the end of it.
What opportunities are out there, I suppose? Let's focus on the mining industry. For the longest time, it has been the bedrock of South Africa's economy. It still contributes the largest share of foreign currency into investment in this country. We know all of this. But we also know that we're running out of minerals. We're running out of gold, of titanium, whatever else we are mining in this country. How do you reactivate, I suppose, a sector like that where the obvious reason for employment is dwindling? How do you create other opportunities there?
But arguably, mining South Africa, it's going to have to be upskilling workers and preparing them for the kind of technologies that mining industry is adopting, and that mining industry, by the way, has always pioneered technology, and that when it comes back from being refined outside of this technology and it's now being adopted, for example, autonomous vehicles.
Just give me a call, 021-446-0567.
Cape Talk. Weather.
Conditions today, there are a few patches of rain about, then becoming partly cloudy later. Cape Town starting off at 13, reaching a high of 17 degrees, northwesterly blowing. Those showers are going to ease through the middle of the morning and become clear. The sky is going to become clear by late afternoon, which would be nice to have a little bit of patch of sun for Cape Town.